you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. Win some, lose some, it's all the same to me. The pleasure is to play, makes no difference what you say. I don't share your greed, the only card I need is the ace of spades, the ace of spades. Playing for the high one, dancing with the devil, going with the flow, it's all a game to me. Seven or 11, snake eyes watching you. Double up or quit, double stakes or split.
The ace of spades, the ace of spades.
Okay, and welcome again to Sean Hammer. Today we will be talking about Sean's Gen Con purchases / didn't go to Gen Con and bought stuff on Gen Con website like he usually does. And we'll go over pretty much the Jacob Lynch crew. This is my second time doing this podcast, because I'll be honest with you, the first time was crap. Utter, complete, unadulterated crap. So, hopefully this one will be better. Let's go ahead and talk about what I bought. Well, I bought, of course, the Nightmare Edition box set, which is the Mayfang 1988 box. It's a Foundry or Arcanist box set, and that is it's got a infinity feel to it, basically. I think that's what they were going through. Even the cards themselves are infinity feel. It's got some their cyberpunk feel to them. She's on roller skates, riding the rails, popping bubbles, metal legs. Three rail crew workers, robot legs, Kang, guy with the katana, and the Emberling is actually a walking robot with a fish in the middle being fed soda pop or carbonated water. Pretty cute. Cards are different than normal. Still the same attacks and everything, and same general mechanic, but they do look different. I imagine they look similar maybe to different games. Probably keep a lookout for the Black Friday special. Probably see a box or two to match up with this Nightmare crew. Possibly a Rail Golem and or a Willy or Metal Golem. Just speculation, but we'll go from there. It's going to be fun. Put it together. We'll see from there. Just had to have it. Let's see. I bought some pieces that were parts of boxes for models, with models that I already had. So I got Dade. I got the one Investigator box with a henchman that looks kind of creepy. But more importantly, I got the False Witnesses. I got three of those and the one Investigator henchman in there. Not Sonya Crid, but, the other Fire Lady. I got, her, henchmen with the burning sword and the people on fire. I got them. I wanted them, so I got them. I could get them without buying another Fire Golem, so that was nice, because I already have a Fire Golem. And, bought my wife an Outcast Fate deck. And my big happy purchase I made for this Gen Con order was a Jacob Lynch box set. And I'm so happy because Jacob Lynch looks better, Hungering Darkness looks better, and the Illuminated look way better. And I already have painted two Beckoners, one Mr. Tannen, one Mr. Graves, and Gwyneth Maddox, and the box comes with the Ghost Lady, Kitty Dormu, or whatever. I'll fix it in a minute as I go over things. So that's that. I got two of the Miss models. She's the one that's Fiatsu. So I have two. I will be giving away one, possibly painted in the giveaway. So keep an eye out for that. Probably paint it. Why not? Give everyone a chance to own a piece of something that Sean did, right? Let's see. As for things being doing, I'm almost done. with my Giants. I'm not buying Lissa's, but I got my Giant crew almost done, and they're looking spectacular, I think. My bases are on Gamer's Grass bases, the ready-made bases, the snowy Highland bases, and I have no regrets. Great product. So check them out. They're on my Facebook page, Sean Hammer. Pretty cool. I have a lot of stuff. I'm working on my permanent, well, pseudo-permanent Malifaux board. I'm working on a 3x3 Malifaux canal board, which is based on Italy, if you will, using TNT Combat's Streets of Venice. I'm using their platforms, and I'm going to do water effects in there, and got the bridges and buildings. The platforms will be adhered to a board. I'm going to put piping and stuff underneath in the waterways, and I'll be using a water effect and everything. So as for that purposes, the platforms and everything will be stationary, but my buildings and bridges and such and my scatter train will not be stationary. So you can see my how I'm advancing on that on my webpage, my Facebook page as well. Hopefully I can finish that pretty soon. I asked my dad to work on my board for me because I'm lazy. Yep. And let's see, anything else I've been doing besides working, sleeping, being bitchy, not enjoying the heat, and sick and tired of this freaking COVID shit. That is about it. Just working away, plinking a little bit at a time, boys and girls, working on my bud's relic pieces for his birthday, I promised them I'd do. Trying to make a good podcast. I got a new laptop, trying to get things working. Figuring out the new Audacity and how to work with things on that is when you've worked with something for 9 years and you've jumped into something else, it's a little bit different. That's all I gotta say. So with that, we will take a short little break. I'm gonna try and do a little bit of things. I have no commercials. I'm going to work on that, but I'll put a little musical interlude in, a song in the middle that kind of goes with the theme of today's podcast. It will be like you'll get it. Anyway, elongate the podcast, and we'll go over the Jacob Lynch crew, and I'll go about things a little bit different that I think will make me happy and make you guys a little bit happier as well. So if you allow me to take a break, we'll take a little song break, we'll talk about the crew, finish up, and we'll go from there, and head up.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with the gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness, till boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I made a life out of reading people's faces, and knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. And if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right.
You got to
know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
You never
count your money when you're sitting at the table.
There'll
be time enough for counting when the deal is done. That the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. And the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back towards the window, crushed out his cigarette.
you got to
know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
You never
count your money when you're sitting at the table.
There'll
be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
You got to
know when to hold up,
know when to fold up,
walk away,
motherfucker,
and know when to run.
You never
count your money when you're sitting at the table.
There'll be time enough for counting
when it ends up.
You got to
know when to hold up,
know when to fold up,
know when to walk away,
and know when to run.
If you didn't know that, The Gambler, and let's go over some Lynch. This has been a long time going, this podcast, because I've been having a hard time with Audacity, the new version and everything, but we'll get the hang of it sooner or later, I'm sure. So, first of all, let's look at Lynch to understand Lynch. First of all, he's not a Neverborn Master anymore. That's gone. It doesn't exist. No more Ixe and the Neverborn A. Unfortunately, I don't know why I say unfortunately, because you're not going to want to play anything with Lynch outside of a Lynch crew anyway, and he's just strictly 10 Thunders. So, he's just a couple pretty cool options in 10 Thunders, at least for versatile models, anyway, to take with Lynch. Jacob Lynch, he is, let's see what he has to offer. His crew in general is, we're going to look at the fact that they run on Brilliance. This is a condition that is unique to the Honeypot. And this is a magical influence that goes on you. And it just represents the fact that you've been in the casino. And, he owns your soul, basically. And this is what the Hungering Darkness feeds on. And I don't know how the Hungering Darkness feels about being solely 10 Thunders now, but it is what it is. So he's got Brilliance. Jacob Lynch can never actually ever gain Brilliance, and he can never be stunned. Jacob Lynch and a lot of his minions, enforcers, and henchmen, have rigged the deck of a certain number of such. Whether it be 1, 2, 3, I don't think there's 4 out there, but I was going through the stats and stuff, I could be wrong. Rig the deck basically allows you at the start of that model's activation, draw that number of cards, whatever your stat number being, and place them, those two cards from your control hand, you may draw two cards, and then put two cards from your control hand on top of your deck in any order, before discarding your maximum hand size. So it's allowing you to basically go through and filter out basically what you want to flip for whatever activations you want to flip for. Very huge, allowing you to pull crappy cards that you don't care if you win or whatever. Allows you to put in suits that you want to make sure you get on flips for defense or offense. And also higher stats, so you can make sure that you don't have to have to worry about keeping them in your hand or not. Plus, it allows you to build your hand to more appropriate, favorable hand. So this is what we got there. Because Jacob Lynch, he's got trump cards. They allow you to, after enemy model flips an ace, it gains brilliance tokens, so that's pretty cool. You're just giving up brilliance tokens. Let's see, he's got Don't Bite the Hand. When an enemy model with one or more brilliance token targets this model with an attack, it suffers negative to the duel, so giving the enemies brilliance tokens, never a bad thing. He's got Hold'em. After an enemy model cheats fate within 6 inches of himself, it suffers 1 damage after resolving the current action or ability. He likes it. He's got Welcome to the Honeypot. This is consolation for him being on the table and being in his presence, basically. After the deployment, if this model is the crew's leader, which more than not, it's going to be, it may choose two models in play to gain brilliance tokens. Doesn't have to be enemy, just two models. Sometimes you want to have models of your own have brilliance tokens on them too, I imagine. Jacob here, he's got defense 5, willpower 5, 4 movement, size 2. Nothing to write home about, pretty much. Let's see, back side of his card. If my iPad let me swap it. Or it's being just a jerk. Oh, there it goes. He's got attack actions. He's got a friendly handshake. Target gains 2 brilliance tokens. Then this model may reveal the top card of both of it and the target's fate deck. If this model's card is higher than the target, it suffers 2 damage. A lot of times you're going to know that yours is going to be higher or not because you've already rigged the deck. If you actually threw a mask in there, because, well, you might know that too, you can push either this model or the target up to 3 inches. And now Jacob does have a gun. It's a Derringer, 8 range, with a mask built in, doing 2, 3, 4 damage. The mask built in is going to do the light inside. Target gains the number of brilliance tokens equal to the number of masks in its total. With a crow, it's going to slow the target. And this is the important part. With a tome, looming dark, it's going to allow you to place a friendly hungering darkness within 1 inch of the target. Then you say, oh, you can summon a hungering darkness. No. Allows you to place them because the hungering darkness does not summon. Hungering darkness starts on the table. So we're going to have big ol' Huggy running around here being a frightful bastard doing what hungering darkness does straight forth right off the beginning. No shenanigans. He's going to be there. Jacob kind of has a he can summon, kind of. Succumb to Darkness, range 6, stat 6, against your willpower. The target is going to suffer damage equal number of brilliance tokens to maximum of 5, so they're going to take damage. If the target is killed, you're going to summon a honeypot minion with a darkened upgrade attached to it. With equal or lower cost than the number of brilliance tokens on the target, onto base contact with the target. If the target was not killed, it discards 2 brilliance tokens. You could probably get illuminated in there, but most likely you're going to be able to replenish a bring back in there, but most likely a depleted. And we'll get to the one upgrade he's got. Tactical action, he's got this rounds on me, range of 6 or pulse, stat 6 for the ram. Enemy models within range must each pass the target number 14 willpower duel or gains brilliance token. With a mask, dazed and confused, each model within range with 3 or more brilliance tokens gains stunned. And with a ram, inner glow, friendly models within range gain a brilliance token and heal 1. Pretty straightforward. Jacob, he's not going to be out there doing a lot of damage and everything, but he's going to be enough out there to cause you some problems. Now, next up, we do have the Hungering Darkness. This is your totem. He's also a henchman, and he's Honeypot. He's 5 defense, 6 willpower, 6 movement, size 3. Terrifying 11. He's the real power. When this model is selected as the crew's leader, it loses totem. He's got the Devouring Need. After declaring an attack, this model may discard the brilliance token from the target to receive a plus to action total. He's incorporeal. 8 wounds. He's pretty cool looking dude. A lot better than a lot of other Hungering Darkness, so I'm really glad. Attack action, he's got tendrils doing 2, 4, 6 damage. With a critical strike on a ram, maximum 2. He's got the light inside, which allows you to give the target brilliance tokens with the mask. And drain magic, like crow. Target discards card, this model may draw a card, and then discard a card. He also has obey. It's rough to see on something, because you never want to do the bidding of the other thing. Anyway, it's obey. You can take non-free actions that does not attach upgrades, blah blah blah. And with the mask, light inside, target gains number of brilliance tokens equal number of the mask in the final duel. And he's got consume brilliance as a tactical action. Remove a brilliance token from each model within range. If able, then this model heals one for each brilliance token removed in this way. And enemy models that had a token removed this way must pass the target number 14 Wolfhard duel or gain slow. So, a little bit of tricks in there, but it is a big bug predator looking thing, and well, it is what it is. It's hungering darkness. Now let's go ahead and darken beckons. On this right here, gets Plentiful 3 at Jacob Lynch's, your crew's leader. Gives you the Brilliant Glow at the end of this model's activation. Remove a Brilliance token from this model. Then every model with a 2-inch of it gains the Brilliance token. And Fade into Darkness. At the end of any activation, if this model has no Brilliance tokens, it is killed, ignoring any demise abilities. So that's your summon upgrade. So that's what you gotta deal with. Let's go ahead and look into hires. So, outside of Hungry Darkness, Jacob has, count them, two more henchmen. One is Gwyneth Maddox. She's pretty cool. She looks like a Beckoner card shark. Cost 9, defense 5, with R6, 5 movement, size 2. She's a luck thief, so when performing opposed duels, damage flips against this model. Enemy models treat all pluses as if they were negative. And after enemy models fail action targeting this model heals 2. Not bad at all. Rig the deck 3. She has the party never ends. After enemy model cheats fate within 6 of this model, this enemy model gains a brilliance token. She got a defense willpower on trigger, so it's unimpressed with the crow. When resolving, if the attacking model declared a trigger, reduce the damage suffered by this model suffers by 2. Not bad at all. She is a card shark. Target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage, and a plus 1 damage for brilliance tokens up to maximum of 2. The light inside is handing out brilliance tokens. In Deja Vu, discard a card, draw 2 cards. She also has a Derringer. She has with a Tome, she can draw out secrets, so drop a scheme marker into base contact with the target. Not bad at all, because this is a scheme and card based game. And she's got the light inside, we're still handing out brilliance tokens. Tactical action, she has Complaint My Table. Enemy models within range of 6. Pulse must pass a target number 13 willpower duel or be placed in base contact with this model. Models with 3 or more brilliance tokens suffer negative to this willpower duel. Now with a mask, she throws it in. Models placed by this action gain a brilliance token. Now, she got free action. Hit the jackpot. Opposing players must choose a number between 0 and 14. Reveal the top 3 cards of this model's fate deck. If none of the revealed cards have a value equal to the chosen number, draw 2 of them and discard the other. Otherwise, discard all the revealed cards and the opposing players draw a card. Sure. I don't know. That's what she does. I don't make the rules. I'll figure it out a little bit. Figure out and play. So, she's pretty cool looking. I dig her. Next one is Kitty Dumont. She's the one that comes with a box. She's a ghost. Glad she came with a box, because I was wondering how we were going to see her. I'm so glad they redid the box. Not only did we get a cooler Jacob, and we got a better sculpt for Hungering Darkness, we got Kitty Dumont. The 3 illuminated in the box look far superior than the other one. It's a hell of a buy. This chick right here, though, she's dead. She's incorporeal. She's come to, so she comes on the board with 2 brilliance tokens. She got Brilliant Saturation. After resolving an action in which this model moved through one or more models, or vice versa, those models must each pass the target number 13 move duel or gain a brilliance token. So you want the token, you can fail the duel on purpose, blah blah blah. She got Rigged Deck 2. She's got unassuming demeanor, 1, 2, 3 damage, and she treats all damage flips, treat negatives if they were positives. With a mask, she got under the table, enemy only though. When resolving, if this model did not cheat the damage flip, it may draw any card revealed as part of the damage flip and not the chosen. She got sharpened brilliance with a crow. Discard a brilliance token from either this model or the target. When resolving, the target suffers plus one damage. Not bad. Well, she's got reaching tendrils. She's a ghost, so cool. It's going to be 8. It's a shooting thing. Target is pushed 6 inches in any direction, and with a mask on your heels, enemy only places this model in a base contact with the target. Tactical actions, she's got draw essence, 3 inch pulse. This model suffers 1 damage. Models within range must each press the target number 12 dual or suffer 2 damage. For each other model damaged by this action, this model heals 1. She's got drawn a brilliance, discard a brilliance token from the target, pushes the model 5 inches towards the target, never a bad thing. And lingering contamination. Discard a brilliance token, drop a scheme marker into base contact with his model. Yeah, like I said, schemes and guards, not a bad thing. Now, two of these guys coming up next, you will note that you should. Let me get to where. Oh, there they are. You should recognize them. And they are in the form of Mr. Graves and Mr. Tannen. These guys here lost their Nephilim keywords. Well, we're going to start with Mr. Tannen. A squirrely little guy. He's manipulative. He's got betrayal. Enemy models within 6 inches must discard a card to cheat fate. Money right there. Money. He can rig the fate, rig the deck plus 2. He's got delirium. Once for activation, a model within a 6 inch aura of him gains a brilliance token. Just take it. This model may either move up to 2 inches or have it suffer 1 damage. Cool. Let's see. That's all he's got in front of his card. Back of his card, he's got his lucky knife doing 1, 2, 3, 4 damage. A puncture, which is basically a critical strike with a max of 2 damage, extra damage with a crow. He's got a despicable promise. It's a 10 inch range. He will make you distracted and you gain a brilliance token. With a mask, he can say get in there, so a friendly minion within line of sight of this model can push you up to 3 inches towards the target, or he can drain magic. Basically, discard a card, draw a card. And don't forget, he's boring. He's got boring conversation. At the end of the phase, when this enemy model declares a non-walk action, must pass the target number 10 willpower duel or fails. With a crow, he's going to bore you to tears. The end phase, increase the target number of this willpower duel by plus 1 for every brilliance token on the model taking the action to maximum 3. So he's going to boost up to 13. Because he's pretty fucking boring. He's pretty cool looking though. Next up, we have Mr. Graves. Now, he's not a Nephilim, but he does have black blood. Hard to kill, too. He's ruthless. Rigged the deck, too. And he's got a bodyguard. So, other friendly models within 2 inches of him have cover. So, that's nice. He's got fence post going in at 3, 4, 5 damage, puncture, and severe injury. So, models damaged by this action get injured plus 1 for each crow in the total to maximum 2. He's got lead the way. Can't target the same character twice. And target is pushed 4 inches in any direction, then push his model 4 inches towards the target. And he's got the light inside with a mask. Target gains a number of brilliance tokens equal to the number of masks in the final total. And because he is the bouncer, he's got keeping the peace. It's his tactical action. Until the end of the phase, enemy models within range that declare a charge action must each pass the target number 13 willpower duel or the action fails. I think Mr. Graves always have, always will. And I have to be hard pressed to play a game without him. Simple as that. Sticking with it. Okay, now we're on the minions. Okay, let's start off with what most likely we're going to see. Beckoners. Can only have two. So, they have don't bite the hand to feed you. So if you get Brilliance token, your attack actions suffer negative to duel. They have remember the last night. During the start phase, you can, of turn one, you can choose an enemy model without any Brilliance tokens. The model's going to get one. They get the party never ends. After enemy model cheats fate within 6 inches of this model, they gain a Brilliance token. They get succumb two, so the interplay, they have two Brilliance tokens, and they can rid the deck of one. So even these chickaboos can still rig the deck. They got the Deceiving Touch, not doing a lot of damage, just doing 1, 2, 3 damage with light inside, increasing your Brilliance tokens, but they don't need to damage you because they can lure. They got the Desperate Need with a Tome for their trigger when resolving, increase the target's movement by number of Brilliance tokens it has. They can reposition with a mask up to 3 inches, and they have the light inside, so they can give you more Brilliance tokens. They have a Despicable Promise, handing out Distracted and a Brilliance token. And they have Unpleasant Distraction to end in phase. If a model takes an interact action within range, this model may discard a Brilliance token from that model. If they do, the action fails. So a lot of manipulation and control, would you expect. Next up, we got kind of like the foot soldier of the honeypot here. These look a lot better. They're going to stand on the bases a lot better, and I'm glad they redid them, because the other ones were garbage. Simple as that. I said it. They were junk models, and simple as that. We have the Illuminated. Defense 5, willpower 5, 5 movement, size 2, 7 cost, regeneration 1, terrifying 10, rig the deck 1, and succumb 3. So coming in with 3 Brilliance tokens. Pretty simple. They do one thing, and they're meant to do it, the attack. They got 2, 3, 5 damage. They do the flay, so they can cheat on negative. They have sharpened Brilliance with a crow. Discard a Brilliance token from either this model or the target. Target suffers plus 1 damage. They have a range attack. Shockwave of 2. Willpower 13. Damage 2. Models damaged by this action gain a Brilliance token. Take it. And they got Brill Shaper. So discard a Brilliance token. Heal 1, 2, 3 damage. That freaking simple, boys and girls. Going to heal. Going to hit. Going to hand out Brilliance tokens. You can't want nothing more for a footman of the honeypot. And last but not least, we have the depleted. I guess I'll make some depleted. I'm not going to hire them, but if I kill something, I will maybe make them, because I have 3 that came with something. I think Mr. Graves' Enchantment. These guys are pathetic. These are your junkies. They have hard to wound, hard to kill, constriction, so models suffer negative to duels generated by disengaging actions. They're insignificant, succumb 3, so they come in with 3 Brilliance tokens. With their demise to consume, so after this model is killed, all models within 2 suffer 2 damage, gain a Brilliance token. They're doing 1, 2, 3 damage. Target gains number of Brilliance token equal to the number of mass in the final total. They can maim, so target discards a card, and they draw a Brilliance. So, discard a Brilliance token from the target, pushes the model up to 5 inches. So, little movable, pathetic tar pits. So, yeah, that's it for the honeypot. That's everything out there for the honeypot, actually. Level of play. I think it'll be fun. I do like the fact that, Jacob had a pledge his allegiance to Mayfang and the Ten Thunders, and they had to drop the Neverborn stick. I don't know about Mr. Tannen. I like Mr. Graves. I do like Gwyneth and the Ghost Lady. Jacob is a little bit cooler looking. He is the master. I don't think he's really great, but he is the master, and looking forward to playing the the crew, and I'll get back to you when I do. They're looking nice so far. I got 10 engraves, 2 Beckoners, and Gwyneth painted. Yeah. Yep. And that was one of my Gen Con purchases. Like I said, I'm going to have a contest. Give me some ideas how I can give away a alternate Fiatsu, the Miss model for this year's Gen Con, and give me some feedback. Sean Hammer, the number 9 at yahoo.com, and yeah, and enjoy while you can, I guess. I'm trying to get this to work and be on a more frequent basis. I had a real hard time getting this to match up with the music and everything, but practice makes perfect, huh? And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Alright, bye guys.
That's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live.